In the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen. And today, my beloved, we are remembering the time when the Lord had healed from the birth a blind man, which was never happening. Nobody ever did that. He was passing by the blind man, he was asking for help, and he called him to himself and spat on the floor and on the ground and made a little paste out of the earth and put it on his eyes and told him, go to the basin and wash yourself. And when he went, he had gotten well. In other words, he was able to see. And of course, as he was walking, then he was approached by the Pharisees, and they said, "Who healed you?" And he said, "It was Jesus." And they said, "How did you do it?" And he explained it, that he had spat on the floor and made mud out of it, and then put it on his eyes, and told him to wash himself. And they immediately got so angry, and they said, "He broke the Sabbath day. Today is Saturday, and you cannot do any of those things." And they said he must be a great sinner. And the Lord and the blind ex-blind man said, "Well, if he was a sinner, then excuse me." The Lord wouldn't hear him, and he would not have listened to him, so he must be a prophet. And my beloved, that they didn't believe that he was blind from birth, and they called his parents, and the parents came, and they saw him, and they recognized him as his son, and said, "Yes, he is our son, and he was born blind. And how do he become well? He can see now. We have no idea. You ask him. He is of age, and you ask him." And they ask him again, and he tells them again, and he says, "You want to be also his disciple?" And they said, "Well, we're disciples of Moses." And they chased him away, and he says he is disciple of the Lord. And the Lord saw him again, and the Lord said, "Do you want to believe in the Messiah?" And he said, "Yes, my Lord." "And who is he?" And he said, "It's one talking to you." And he bowed down to him, because he was healed not only with his physical eyes, but the spiritual eyes. He was healed, my beloved. He become a follower of our Lord, and we have to recognize it, as the service said last night, that we are all blind, spiritually blind, and we need our Lord to heal us, and he is our light. Without the Lord, we cannot see anything correctly. And what does it mean? Well, it means very simple. We have to believe in him, we have to believe in the gospel that he preaches, and we have to look at everything through the gospel. We have to live according to the gospel, and then we won't be blind. But we are too much involved in the world and everything in the worldly, and our mind and heart is occupied by the things of the world, and we're not thinking much of the gospel and to live according to the gospel and to live according to the wishes of our Lord, because we are still walking like blind persons. We don't see the light which is in Christ. Christ is the light for us, and he came to us from heaven. He is the creator of all the universe. He created the sun, the moon, and everything that you see, and he is a sustainer of life. But without him, there is no life, and you and I couldn't live without him. So, my beloved, we have to learn to love him. But look what the sacrifice he did. He came down. He took the semblance of a man, was born of a virgin, and he lived according to as we are living on this earth, except for one thing. He never committed a sin. And he was even tempted by the evil one, and all kinds of people wanted to stone him and throw him down the cliff once, and finally they crucified him. Of course, he did it. He accepted it. And for my sake, for your sake, he had died to take my sins and your sins upon himself, and to pay the debt to his Father for our transgressions, for our sins. My beloved, let's try to follow him, and let's try not to be blind spiritually, and really, truly, let's love him in return. For he says there's no greater love than when somebody gives his life for his neighbor. He gave his life for me and for you. Let's try to give our life for him. Let's try to not to satisfy our wants and passions, and not live for ourselves, but live for the Lord. To live for the Lord means to live according to the gospel, and to have the love for each other, and to have the love, not if we have the love, but we couldn't judge once anyone. To the gospel, the Lord said to us, judge not, that thou shalt not be judged. So if I don't judge anybody, I cannot get angry at them, and I cannot, by not judging them, I cannot hold grudges at them. I will be able to forgive them, and every time I meet them, I will say to myself, joy, they're my joy, because you, whoever I meet, is also the son or daughter of Christ, because he called us that. He called us that we are the sons and daughters of his Father. He told us in the gospel to call his Father our Father, and to be his brothers and sisters. This is no greater honor you can have than to be the brother or sister of the God, creator of all the universe, my beloved. We have to start to be seeing things, and we have to work for the kingdom of heaven and not for this temporary life. And we have to pay attention over to our Lord's presence, because he is present everywhere, present and filled all things. And he is our God, God of love, and we have to learn to love each other. For we have to remember that God said very simple, that if you love one another, you will be known as my disciples. You and me must want to be the disciples of our Lord. We have to do that if we want to have be able to see him in the kingdom of heaven. My beloved, let's love each other. Let's forgive each other. Let's never hold a grudge against each other. And let's remember that what the Lord had told us, that we have to live according to the gospel, and we have to have the love, the kind of love that is willing to self-sacrifice for our neighbor, whatever it need to be, even if we have to give our life for them. And it doesn't mean you have to put yourself before a knife when somebody wants to strike somebody or shoot somebody. It means to live not for oneself, but for our neighbors, to try to make them happy, and not to think about your own happiness, but to try to please them, of course, according to the gospel, according to the teachings of our Lord. May God help us all to become true Orthodox Christians and to live for our Lord and not for ourselves. Amen. God bless you.